Welcome to Pebbles of Truth, hosted by Dr. Bruce McCracken, founder and president of House on the Rock Family Ministries. Our hope is that these biblical principles and practices, these pebbles of truth, will help you strengthen your marriage and family. To learn more about this program, visit us at pebblesoftruth.com. Well, good afternoon and welcome to Pebbles of Truth. You know, it's that time of year again when families with kids begin to transition from vacation mode to back to school mode. And Bruce, we've been talking about ways that we can help our family through this transition, and of course we want to continue that discussion here today. So what are some things that we as parents can do to get our kids ready for school?
Well, Cap, I think probably one of the more important ones we can do is to start getting them into the early to bed, early to rise routine in the mornings. You know, all summer they've been up later, sleeping in a little bit more, and you know, if this isn't gradually changed, it can make for a rude awakening on opening day. So start getting them into bed a little bit earlier this week and a little earlier next week, and you should be going by the time school opens.
Well, this would also be a good time to teach our kids how to use an alarm clock, I'd assume. Figuring out how much time it'll take to execute, you know, some of their morning routine, showers, and that kind of stuff.
That's an excellent suggestion. You know, have them chart out the morning routine. How many minutes will it take to take the shower, to get dressed, feed the cat, make the bed, and then they can figure it out backwards.
Well, any other suggestions, Bruce, on how we can reinforce or discipline these bedtimes?
Well, you know, you want to set a rule that I'm expecting to see you up at, let's say, 6:15 in the morning, and if I need to come in and rouse you out of bed, we're going to put you in bed 15 minutes earlier the following, that night, so that we can keep these times sacred. And, you know, speaking of sacred, we as parents can get into some back-to-school routines as well. Maybe the family devotional time is tapered off during the summer and be a great time to rekindle those family devos with your kids before they get to bed. So, you know, get out there and get a good devotional book and start that as well. And let's not forget that these times before bed, when our kids are winding down, is probably one of the greatest times during the day to connect with them, to debrief their day, to talk about the issues that they're facing, and have some good prayer with them about those issues and the day to come. And, you know, we can't miss these as moms and dads by just sending our kids up to bed without us.
Well, any other suggestions, Bruce, about some of these rise and shine routines?
Well, yeah, I think if we have a number of kids in our house and only one bathroom, and some kids have to be at the bus stop earlier than others, you might want to stagger their wake-up times, and so you can control the flow of activity throughout your house and, you know, get the ones up and out first who have to be up and out first. And I need to say this, too. We as parents need to be up and out probably before our kids so that we're not part of the problem and the congestion, and modeling for them the importance of getting up in the morning. And if everyone's frantically running around the house trying to get ready, wondering what to wear, looking for homework, trying to find the car keys, you know, tempers begin to flare, blood pressure begins to rise, and it's not going to be a good day.
Okay, so we have them up. We've got them getting ready. What mm-hmm. next?
Well, I think another helpful step is to have their clothes picked out before they get up. You know, kids and moms and dads sometimes go to war over what they wear to school. And maybe before they go to bed, have them lay out their clothes that they're going to wear in the morning. And that's going to save them time. They're not going to stand in the closet staring, wondering what to wear. And it's also going to give you some significant input into what they're going to be wearing to school.
Well, this is all good so far. Anything else we can do?
Well, Karen and I always tried, and the key word there is tried, to have breakfast together as a family in the mornings. It would give us one last chance to connect with the boys, see what they're wearing, make sure they had their homework, everything together, everything they needed, and that one last chance to pray together as a family before we began our day.
And that's the most important time of the day, not only for the meal of having breakfast, but also spending some time together in prayer. You know, Bruce, I would imagine having everything together in one place also would be helpful. You know, mm-hmm. their backpacks, their mm-hmm. homework, their keys, and all these things we've scrambled around throughout the morning to try to find. You know,
well, it's Murphy's Law. That's right. We, you know, whenever we were in the most hurry, we couldn't find what we needed to find. That's a great suggestion, Cap. And, you know, we would try to put them by the landing at the front door and on the piano bench there by the front door. So we literally had to walk by them to get out of the house.
Well, Bruce, these are some great ideas. We put a list of these up on our website, pebblesoftruth.com, for you to download. And, of course, you can always hear back editions of Pebbles of Truth out there as well. Well, Bruce, what are we talking about next time?
Well, Cap, same theme, getting back to school. But, you know, some of our kids are going to be going through some transitions from elementary to middle school, from middle school to high school. And we want to talk a little bit about those. But until next time, keep building your house on the rock.
You have been listening to Pebbles of Truth, a ministry of House on the Rock Family Ministries. To hear this program again or for additional information, please visit us online at pebblesoftruth.com.